Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, July 23rd. You'll be interested to know. 25 years ago, today, in 1999, with the launch of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Orbiter Columbia, United States astronaut Eileen Collins became the first woman to command a space shuttle mission. This milestone achievement not only highlighted the progress of women in space exploration, but also marked a significant step forward for gender equality in the field of aerospace. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF report. Expect knee to waist-high waves Tuesday morning, building to chest-high sets by afternoon with semi-choppy conditions and light onshore winds. Wednesday brings waist-to-stomach-high waves, with light sideshore texture early, becoming semi-choppy later. Thursday and Friday will see knee to waist-high waves, with semi-glassy mornings and semi-choppy afternoons, as onshore winds increase to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking choppy first thing in the morning at 2 to 3 feet, transitioning around 8 a.m. to fair to choppy at 3 plus feet for the rest of the day. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 0-foot incoming tide when the west-northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 18 seconds and the onshore wind is 6 miles per hour. The first low tide Tuesday will be minus 1 foot at 5:30 a.m. with a 2-foot high tide at noon. This morning, it's partly cloudy and feels like 71 degrees with 3-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:52, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:57. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 79, and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning through Friday, clearing by late morning. Daytime highs will be in the upper 70s with light west winds. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows in the upper 60s and fog returning late. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a man driving a new pickup truck was stopped at the Calexico East Port of Entry on July 10th, just after 4 p.m., leading to a significant discovery by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers. Using non-intrusive inspection technology, officers found $756,980 hidden in the vehicle's spare tire. Rove Kaza, port director for the area port of Calexico, emphasized the dedication of CBP officers to enforce federal regulations. Those whose cash is seized can petition for its return, but must prove legal acquisition and intent for lawful use. Now on to sports. TNT Sports plans to match Amazon's media rights package, setting the stage for a showdown with the NBA. TNT intends to continue broadcasting league games, aiming to match the 11-year package signed by Amazon Prime Video. Despite TNT's contractual right to match offers, the NBA is expected to honor the $1.8 billion per year contract with Amazon. This disagreement could lead to more discussions with a potential legal battle looming. Meanwhile, NBC is set to join ABC and ESPN as a new partner, with regular season games on Peacock and NBC, plus exclusive playoff coverage. In local sports, tonight, the Padres are on the road in Washington to take on the Nationals for Game 1 of a 3-game series. In top news, Delta's meltdown continues to worsen, with over 700 more cancellations reported, bringing the total to 4,000 since Friday. This chaos started after an IT outage disrupted global travel. The Atlanta-based carrier has faced the worst impact, canceling more than 1,000 flights both Friday and Saturday, and over 1,300 on Sunday. Delta CEO Ed Bastian attributed the prolonged disruptions to Microsoft Windows issues affecting critical software. Despite efforts to recover, passengers still face long lines and sleep on airport floors. The U.S. Department of Transportation is holding Delta accountable for passenger protections. In business news, Verizon's chief executive, Hans Vestberg, noted that people are now keeping their phones for over 3 years due to improved resilience and quality. Speaking to CNBC, Vestberg explained that technological advancements over the past decade have reduced the frequency of smartphone upgrades. Statista reports that Americans kept their phones for an average of 2.67 years, with projections increasing to 2.93 years by 2027. Globally, the upgrade cycle is even longer, at 3.6 years. Interestingly, analysts suggest software updates and better battery life contribute to this trend. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $66,700. Ethereum is just under $3,500. And Solana is $179. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A Wired investigation reveals the public Venmo account of U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, exposing his extensive network. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee and Donald Trump's pick, has connections with establishment GOP figures, wealthy financiers, technology executives, and Yale Law School alumni. This includes people like Amalia Halikias of the Heritage Foundation, Jeff Flake, and media personalities such as Barry Weiss and Tucker Carlson. Experts warn that Venmo's public settings could lead to stalking and impersonation. Despite his anti-elite stance, Vance's network shows complex relationships with establishment figures and right-wing activists. And in entertainment news, Eminem has unseated Taylor Swift on the Billboard 200, taking the number one spot with his album, The Death of Slim Shady. This marks Eminem's 12th album and his 11th to reach number one, tying him with Bruce Springsteen, Barbara Streisand, and Ye. The album garnered 280,000 equivalent album units, 220 million streams, and 114,000 sales in the United States. Swift's The Tortured Poets Department has slipped to number four after a 12-week streak at number one. NHYPEN's Romance Untold debuts at number two, Claro's Charm at number eight, and Megan Maroney's Am I Okay? at number 9. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American astronaut Eileen Collins. And she said, "Some people said, we don't want to risk astronauts' lives anymore. We need to stop doing this. The astronauts don't feel that way. We fly for our country. We fly for humanity. We fly for exploration. We fly for a variety of reasons. And we don't stop flying because we have accidents." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.